Sin is not a minor problem. Sin is like an explosion that brings brokenness and division and causes friction in a community and throws the world completely off. And that is what is happening today. There is nothing that you and I can do that can polish it up and bring it back again. There's nothing that we could do on the outside to make it right. But you see what Jesus did. He made his way to the cross and the sledge of sin to die for you, to give life to millions. My friend, in a lot of ways, Jesus was like the high priest. You know, Jesus, 1 week before his Yom Kippur, made preparations. He was in a little city called Bethany, and he was coming into Jerusalem. He knew he was going to die, and it was Holy Week. He knew where things were headed, so he's kind of like the high priest. And Jesus was like the high priest in this way. The night before he died, he was up all night, and he prayed in agony and sweat and tears. But Jesus was not like the high priest in this way. Remember how the high priest had nice laundered clothes from the ladies' guild that was wonderful white, and you're probably wondering why I was talking about it at that point? Jesus had clothes that were stripped off him, that were filled with blood and sweat. Do you remember how the high priest had lovely water to dip himself in and have this wonderful experience for people to enjoy? Jesus bathed in sweat, went to death. Remember how the high priest had the whole nation cheering for him and saying, "Yes, you're going to make it. Oh, make sure you do the sacrifice right." Jesus had everyone turn against him, everyone, even Peter. And he died on the cross all by himself. Why? To go in to the deepest, darkest sledge, the sledge of sin, to drain it and clean it so that you could be free from sin, so that from that truth it could flow out and you could bear abundant fruit in your life. My friends, this morning, it is true, we live an inside-out way by following Jesus. My friends, Jesus has done again today. It's not just 2,000 years ago, but Jesus has gone in and cleaned you out today. In verse 19, I just want to flag this real quick. In verse 19, it says this. It's a shocking statement. Jesus declared all foods clean. Did you hear that? Now, what is that about? Was Jesus kind of saying Moses got the teaching off a little bit and now I'm going to correct it? We're kind of moving forward with progress. We need to change some things. No, the Greek word there has an official rendering. It means something. With his word, he changed the food and made it clean. He declared it clean on the spot. And by doing that, he changed thousands of years of teaching and understanding with just his word. Today, he's done that for you. You were made clean. Your sins were forgiven. It doesn't matter if they're the most egregious sins. It doesn't matter if the world says to you today that you should be punished. It doesn't matter if people think that you're not worthy of it. Jesus has declared you clean. That's what makes us clean and helps us bear abundant fruit. So this morning as I close out my time, I just want you to think about something. Just reflect upon it. Email me or let me know what you think about this or text me, whatever you think. Is there something in your life that you're trying to clean on the outside, thinking that it'll seep in and affect you on the inside? Is there something that you're doing that right now in your life? And a second reflective question. How can what Jesus has done for you deep within your heart flow out through the rest of your life? Let's pray about that here as we transition now to a moment of faith sharing. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for a word from Jesus. He declared it clean Today, Lord, we know that this wasn't just about food. It's about us. He's declared us clean with his word, with his authority and power. Help us to see that powerful work in our lives, and may that bubble up, and may we live fruit-filled lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.